You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Hello, James.
Good morning to you and everybody else on this strange no electricity day again.
Yes, but we're sitting in the dark, are we not?
Yes, we're using the normal sunlight, solar energy from outside.
Yes, like I said, thank goodness for cell phones. I can't see, I'm putting the light on to check.
And that's just one thing I was looking at. That the funniest thing is you're going on to talking about the power and things like this, and then you've got a finance minister urged to prioritize electric car incentives to get off grid charging infrastructure.
There we go.
You know, but this is what we're dealing with. You know, yes. The reason they're doing this, and I know this is what they try to do all the time, is they do these things so they can claim money from people for going that way. At the end of the day, this is what it's all about, money.
Because it costs.
Yeah, it costs. But the problem is they'll start charging you. Don't think they will, but they will start charging you. They'll make something. There was the carbon tax that's in Europe, and they brought it here to drive a car. So you're paying a carbon tax, which was on the fuel and things like that that we pay for. Not that we give back. Yes. But, and it's the same as the tire recycling thing. There was a big thing about the tire recycling. I think the biggest place is in Saudi Arabia or something. You'll see the amount of tires they've got there. They were supposed to take them, and there was a company supposed to recycle them. They can make a lot of things with them. They can use it in roads. They can use it in – there's a lot of things.
Yes.
I saw some guys making tiles out of truck tires, normal tile. So
a tile.
So you can go and like the road for your paving type of thing, a paving tile.
Yes.
And they were using that, which is brilliant. That'll last a long time. At least the rubber's being used instead of sitting around.
So where do they lay these tiles?
Well, they were using on someone's driveway. But I can't remember if it was your – I saw it on Facebook, I'll be honest with you. And
wow.
I saw this and I thought, this is brilliant. Why aren't we doing this, getting this incentive going here? There's a amount of trucks that are on the road at the moment. And I know my brother's got a tire place. I don't know what they do. I must actually ask him what they do with the old tires. Look, it's not his part of the business, but I'll ask the guy that does it.
Yes, and then you can come back and let
us know. Yeah, well, we're going to try and get the guy from Tiger Wheel.
Yes, we are. We're going to try and get him in to talk about tires.
Yeah, a little bit of rubber.
Yes.
Yes, very important. There is a thing here about road safety and about the tires and things. It would be very interesting because there is so much that people don't know about tires.
Yes.
And it would be nice to find out what his take is on this recycling of the tires. He's using them for the roads. Listen, we can use a little bit more dampening in the roads with rubber.
Yes, we
because
can.
Because of the potholes. And we're getting the amount of traffic that's coming down, up and down Oakkopseweg has tripled in the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah. And it's a smooth ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get this little bit of absorption, you know?
Exactly.
So rubber on rubber, as they say, is good.
Yes.
Yeah, but this just made me laugh, this finance minister, Enoch Gondwani, to buy some, you know. This is, you know, it's a joke. And even Cyril Ramaphosa wants to get involved in it too. You know, he says, why aren't we doing more, which I could understand. But the problem lies is we don't have the infrastructure for it at the moment. And
no,
I don't believe
don't.
We will be. We'll probably get the electric vehicles that are left over and we start building things and they'll come out with all the cars that have got hydrogen. So we'll get the leftovers as we do. Look, we don't get a lot of old cars, but yes, we do get a couple.
The Western Cape, especially Cape Town, there's a lot of old cars on the road.
Yeah, oh, look.
But they've been well looked after.
Yeah, there's a different story. Well looked after and refurbished.
Yes.
But there's a lot of rubbish on the roads that shouldn't be that shouldn't be on the roads. But unfortunately, you know, it's times what you can afford, what you can't afford. And another thing, I'm talking about all the traffic in the morning going up and coming down Oakkopseweg. People, you got to remember now, who's ever listening, if you leave early in the morning, I don't know if the people do because we won't, make sure you got a set of sunglasses and your visor's working because the people, as it happened 2 days in a row now, coming up Oakkopseweg, as you get to the top, you turn that sharp road to the right, that's coming towards down here. Because the sun's facing in people's eyes, they just slam on brakes. And it's not them that's going to be in the accident, it's the people behind them.
That's right.
You know, and this is bad driving.
And I mean, but you stay, you see a lot. That bend.
Yeah, you know, you ask anybody from Shane's or Matons or whatever, and they will tell you, guys, people are being silly. If you can't drive in the sun, don't drive. That's what I've all said before. If you can't drive in the rain, Don't drive.
But it's very difficult not to do that.
Yeah. You know. So you've got to make sure that your sun visor works, get a set of sunglasses, and you've got to lift your seat at the sun visor. I know there's a lot of short people. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, I know. Look at me.
Yeah. But try and get a cushion or something. Try and get comfortable. Yes. You know that the sun's not going to be there for long, but it's at this point of the year.
Yes.
You're going up Okhovsvlei. You can see the sun rising. And it's just as at the top coming over Muizenberg side. And as you're looking over towards Muizenberg, that sun is there. It's blinding you. But people are slamming on their brakes. Just slow down. Don't beat your brakes because you're going to cause an accident and it's a tailback and it's other people that have to pay for your stupidity.
Yeah. There was something like that this weekend, wasn't there? This past weekend there was an accident on, especially the bottom part. When we passed that road, your turn off.
Yes.
When you come round, there was an accident there as well.
It's quite often.
Yes.
Quite often. I think it's all over. I think because of the amount of traffic and we've still got a lot of visitors in the country.
Word. Yes,
you know,
there's
so many tourists. Look, we need the money.
Yes.
And I think this weekend as well, they had that cycle. Beware of the rider, stay wider. But
that's right.
It's okay if we can do have a conversation with five people wide. But don't worry about that.
Yes, don't worry. You know,
So
we've just got to keep our eyes open, and it's our fault.
It's our fault. Yes, and the cycle challenge is coming up 2 weeks time.
Is that the August cycle?
I think it is on the 8th.
Is it the August cycle challenge?
Yes, as
really?
Far as I know. Look, I don't follow it, but I think the wife told me it is, and I see all the signs up. For the 8th, 9th, or whatever it is, over the Saturday and Sunday. I think they have two different ones. I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so they have the long and the short.
Short one.
Yeah, long distance and short distance.
And we'll be in for all distance because so now the ones that are stuck.
But now, in fairness, because it's August cycle tour, we need to give them space because they are all trying to, trying to put in their extra hours of
so
cycling.
Be careful out there, guys. Yes, I know they irritate you as they irritate me and they do irritate worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's not just saying, I know it's important to a lot of people, don't get me wrong. But try and just remember, you also drive a car, and you wouldn't want someone doing it to you.
And then we put it out to our cyclists, especially good luck for that day.
Have fun.
But also look out for us.
We don't want anybody to get injured. There's nothing worse than someone getting killed. You know? And that's the thing is, but people go on, as soon as you change mode of transport, your brain switches.
That's right.
It's a common thing. So, but try and just remember, there's cars behind you. The guy's driving a ton or two tons of vehicle, traveling at 60. He's anticipating that you know the rules of the road. Just be careful. That's all it is to it.
Be very careful.
Yeah. That's my point of view. But we're going to be in for it for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
And we'll be stuck again. But we'll have fun. Yeah, but I'm not going to run them down, everybody, for their own thing.
Yes.
We do the bikes. We see it as well.
And the funny thing is we cheer them on.
We do, we sit there. A lot of queen fat bottom girls, yes. Roger Maskells, And we do there, we support them. But when they're on the road, we spare them. We're contradicting ourselves here quite nicely.
Aren't we just?
Yes. But we support you. Support us by driving nicely.
Yes.
And enjoy yourself. So think about everybody else out there. Then there was another thing of also the vehicles. Volvo dealers left high and dry as customer concerns amid major restructuring. So Volvo is actually going to close down a lot of their dealers that were going they're facing major backlash after people are announcing the restructure process. It will see closing of dealerships outside of the major urban areas. So what did they say? They'll be cut down from 19 dealers to just 7 new vehicle sales places. So that's actually going to do quite a lot of damage to Volvo's reputation, I think, because people are going to have to drive further. Look, there'll still be a lot of guys that will be, if you are RMI approved, like I said, and it's right to repair campaign, they must still give you information on repairing the vehicles, but it's going to be more difficult for the people that want to actually just carry on getting their cars done by Volvo dealers.
Because spares will be very difficult to get.
Well, I don't know if the spares will be. It'll probably be the same, but you'd have to travel further to go and fetch them. But there is a lot of guys that still will be in Volvo spares. Not around here, but Montague Gardens, a lot of big places, and you'd have to get – you can order on the internet. But it's just the inconvenience of something happens. Or if you want to go and look at a new Volvo, you'd have to travel a distance to go and have a look at it. And if you want to have a service at the agents, it's going to take more. And not only what they're complaining about, the guy says he spent over the past 5 years 10, 20 million rand upgrading up all his building all the time, keeping up to – because they expect X amount of standards.
Yes.
And he says he's going to lose almost everything. So the dealers.
So that's actually very sad.
So
how many dealerships are there in the
countrywide? I don't know how many there are in the Cape, but they say not from 19 new facilities. So the dealers will be closed. So there's alter infrastructure. Multiple sources indicate that the total will be cut from 19 to just 7 new vehicle sales facilities.
That's
a lot.
That is a lot.
So if you consider, just say for instance, you had 1 year, one in Cape Town, one Bellville site. So that's 3 dealers. You can make a plan. Now you're cutting down from 3 to 1.
Yes.
It's a big thing. People will sell the car because they won't be able to. Look, it's a fantastic vehicle. They've got good reputation.
So their prices actually might come down now to sell. Not.
No.
Not.
No, prices don't come down. Okay. Of course. Look, overseas they do, but just sit here and say, the name sells it.
Yes.
The name sells the brand.
We can be hopeful.
Yes, we can be. look, it'd be great if they might give specials. You never know, just to try and get a few people back into the Volvo seat.
Yes.
But people might be selling their vehicles because they say there's no infrastructure around. Same as Mercedes-Benz, everybody had to go to Constantia to go into town, you know.
Yes.
And now they open up a branch in Takar. And that branch is humming along because there's so many Mercedes-Benz in the area. And whoever did that, good marketing and good planning because people needed that dealership there. Honda as well. Honda, there's fantastic motor vehicle. But now I think there's a Honda dealership in Bergfleet or something like that. Same as Suzuki. The one that had a Suzuki sales place, they've opened up a little service plant as well. Also in Bergfleet. So, people have gone. They had to think a bit more about vehicles are selling. We don't want the people to drive too fast.
Yes.
And then open up a dealer closer by. Because not only that, the fuel price is going up in that as well. So you don't want to travel as much. I think diesel might be coming down next week.
I was going to actually ask you, is petrol coming down?
Not as far as I know. No. It doesn't look like they said bad news for petrol cars. But we knew that was coming. We are so predictable. We actually know what's going to happen.
They bring it down for a while, and then they shoot it up.
Yes, and nothing else comes down while it comes down. And that's the problem: is the cost of everything goes up. I mean, I've seen it in the spares and oils and things like that. I mean, I think guys going to the garages, and I've said this before: if you know how to check your oil yourself, buy yourself a liter or 2 liters of oil. You're paying a fraction of the cost of what you are at a garage. And it'll save you money. Because I think a 500 ml, Jean had to, who had to put oil in? Oh, it was another lady had to put oil in. Her oil filter actually rusted through. and she was leaving an oil streak all over the place. But she was spending 100 rand on a little bottle, close to, or 70 or 80 rand on a little bottle of oil to put into the car. And every time you started, 90% of that went out. So, yeah, and it's a lot of money. It's money you could have saved. That was my suggestion, but that's my suggestion.
It's a very good suggestion.
So, yeah, if you just find out what oil it is, keep by extra, keep it in your car, especially if the car gets old. You've got to remember, people, a lot of the newer cars have got high-performance engines. It's what they call the skirting of the pistons, a lot narrower. And they are used, as they get older, they do use oil. The engines are used to make, use oil.
Yeah.
It's because the way it's designed. So just be careful. Always check it. Like I say, check it first thing in the morning. Same as your water. If everything's fine, leave it. Don't touch. And I warned this before. Don't let the garages check it because a lot of people don't know how to check the oil properly.
And you also we've made our listeners aware as well. Do it in the morning.
Do it in the morning. First thing, it'll be the best. Yes. It always has been. Always will be. Even I check it first thing in the morning. So, yeah, that'll be the thing. But, yeah, that's, like I say, this morning was gaming. Yesterday with my daughter driving. Well, she's driving now. Just a friend of my daughter, Geordie. Sorry, you failed your license yesterday. She turned 18 the other day. Happy birthday, but she failed her first time. Yeah. Everybody does it.
Yes,
so not to worry.
Because you get nervous.
You get nervous. She hit the pole or something.
Oh, dear.
We've hit more than poles. And we've got licenses.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so that's it. So you've got to be careful. It's a good learning thing. Don't get too confident. Just learn again. That's it. Sit to my daughter. Just you got to – your turn is coming, so don't worry.
Yes. Is she on learners?
She's on learners.
Yeah,
okay. So trying to teach him. It's hard work going up Oak Craft Sabach every day. But like I say, the roads are definitely getting busier.
Yes.
And like the sun is coming there. Just think about Planet, and I see everybody's got their sunglasses and sitting up straight thing, and then you see the other one doing the same thing, and he's got his phone in his hand, which I mentioned last time.
Yes, you did.
That is the worst thing to have. So if you can encourage, if your kids are listening, whatever, force your parents to stop doing it. Okay? That's because you pick up their bad habits.
Oh, yes, they do.
And that's the biggest thing is kids pick up our bad habits, even with the swearing we don't want to. We think it's a joke when we're going, ooh, damn, I should never have said that.
But meanwhile, they've absorbed it. Boy, they sponged it.
Oh, yes. Because everybody says it's a joke. And we're, so bad drive, any habits, short-tempered behind the steering wheel. Yes, we don't want them.
Yes.
Bit of a road rager when people take their time, so I'm afraid about
that. Well, James, some of us have good days and some of us have bad days.
I try to calm it down. So.
Yes.
Have a breath of fresh air. Okay, and then, so we're going to talk about, now we'll talk about, I think hopefully we get the guy in from Tiger Wheels. There was something that I read as well about the safer roads and improve fuel economy.
Yes.
Why SA needs to update its tyre standards. Which will be a very, well, we'll still talk about this today. So the tyre standards now that are new testing facilities are available. We used to have a SABS,
yes.
African Bureau of Standards. And any tyre that came into the country had to be tested. It had to withstand X amount of what we wanted for our roads. Now with the imports of, with our docks now open and everything, things there is a lot of Chinese tyres.
So it's not really stamped?
They're not stamped anymore.
Oh.
So everything you used to see, we had SABS.
Yes.
Everything went through the South African Bureau of Standards. I think the facilities are still outside Joburg, Pretoria somewhere, but they don't do it as much as certain standards. Like if you see used to see a plug. If you got a plug, you always saw electric plugs at SABS.
That's right.
You always used to see South African Bureau of Standards.
On the top of it, yes.
So you knew if you bought something and it had been tested, had it been approved, and it wasn't going to fail on you. Now with all the imports of locals from all over the world, I'm not just saying China, wherever, there's no standards.
But that's scary.
Well, that's the problem. It's the same as the parts on cars. Like I think I said, I mentioned a couple of months ago about wheel bearings.
Yes,
that the guy said that these wheel bearings that were imported were collapsing. While you're driving, and you don't, if you put it, you think you might be saving money, you're putting on a car or something, or a truck, and you're going down the road, and the wheel bearing collapses, and there goes the wheel.
Mm.
So the wheel will come off, and if you haven't seen what a truck wheel can do to a car, or even a normal wheel can do to a car, if you're doing 110, and it goes into a car, even off a trailer, it causes major damage, but the problem lies if when a wheel comes off a car, it'll normally take the hub and everything with it, your brakes will fail. So, yeah. So these are the tires that they're complaining about, and I think it should be done. I mean, that's one thing about it. But the tires are expensive. But at the end of the day, this is where the incentive should rather go, is getting our taxi industry or transport industry to buy good tires and giving them incentive for buying tires of a certain standard, because it's putting the passenger at risk. So I'd rather take them and say, don't worry about the electricity. They want to give incentives for that. I would rather give incentives. Look, they do get incentives for all certain other things. But for tires, I would say to you, if you do not have an SABS stamped tire on your vehicle, if you're transporting school kids or whatever, you must be fined. The vehicle must be taken off until you get the correct type of tire with a standard that can take that amount of load that you are going to carry on your vehicle. So you know your number one, look, you can have a reasonably damaged car, but like most of them are, but I'd rather have safe rubber on the road. No, keep the rubber side down, as they say. You know, hit the road, and then you know when it rains, it's not going to slip and slide, and the guys can check it. That's what I would suggest. I'd rather put the money to that. I mean, there's a suggestion. Maybe the DA can come up with something or whatever.
I think it's a good suggestion.
And help the transport things. But the guy must have some type of...
Because like you said, tires are not cheap. I mean, let's go from the bottom of the range to the top cars. I mean, top cars, what is it per tire?
I think Richard knows. Anywhere from, you can get a cheap imported tire. Now, the guys are still selling them, they're still making a profit. for about $4.99 for the 1.55 60/13, for instance. You can. Yes. So how much money is the guy making? The guy's making 40% on that, plus minus on a tyre.
I also thought like a small tyre would be cheaper, but no, it's not. I know on the go, they are small tyres, but they're not cheap.
It's because it's not mass produced anymore, so they go to a wider tyre.
Oh, is that
so
what
that's
is?
Why. So the manufacturing, they only manufacture X amount, and that's it. Wherever it's a popular tyre, they manufacture a lot more, so it's cheaper. And that's when the cheaper brands make one as well to cover the cost. I mean, like I say, you can go, let's go for instance, 1.65 60/13.
That's a standard tyre.
Basically standard. So it'll be about $6.99, $7.50. I'm just throwing it out there. Just the normal cheapie. Then you can go to a good one, it'll cost you close on $900 to $1,000.
Yes.
Which tyre are you going to take? The cheaper one.
The cheaper, of course.
Because
yes.
It just costs things like that.
It's affordability for
you. It is affordability. And that we can talk to, what's called from Tiger.
Yes, we'll wait for him and we'll put him on the spot.
and he'll have a lot more information. I don't deal with tires like my brother's company does and Glenn from that do that. But what I'm saying is you'll get a lot more mileage out of the vehicle, especially the 4x4 vehicles. If you put a good tire, you can get close to 100,000 kilometers. Correct tire pressures are followed. Off-road is not done too badly. It will make a hell of a difference. But like I said, school transport and any transport that's going to transport people, I still believe that maybe the government should look at rather giving them a better price on tires. You know, if they don't want to do taxis, that's fine. But at the end of the day, the taxi is the one that's going to take your life.
And like you said, the way people are driving of late, the vehicles, there's so many on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, there are some bit of road rage, even though you
try to keep calm.
I'm the passenger, you know, and you sit and you the driver, you trust in the driver.
Oh, yes, you've got to trust everybody.
And that's even the bus services.
Yes, as well. So you don't know what tyres they're using because you trust the trusting. I mean, yesterday, I'll give you two instances yesterday, within 20 minutes of one another. By the spa, by Fishwick Primary.
Yes, very
nice. You've got the old age home just across the road from there. There's a stop street that's got a robot for the people, I think. Of course, electricity was out, so I stopped to help a little lady go across. Inpatient driver behind me, driving your Land Rover Freelander, went straight past me and almost took the woman out. She was stopped behind me, but she couldn't wait to let her cross the road.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a silver Freelander down in Fishhook side, so I remember.
Mm. Near the school.
Near the school. Mm. And then on Fishhook Main Road, I had to go try and see if I could get a license renewed, and I wanted to cross the road over the zebra crossing, and I always wait, I don't just run. Another guy. Yeah, and I said to him, just almost rode me over, and I'm going, huh? And he puts his hand and says, what's wrong? You know, that to me is, I don't care how old you are, you should get fined for that. You've got to take it with it's a main road.
Yeah, that crossing is there for a reason.
And the worst was this woman in the car. She just couldn't wait 20 seconds for the lady to cross the road to get safely across. She almost took her out. Yeah.
And they use it. I mean, the old age home there.
Yes, it's dangerous.
We can't say old age home, it's retirement village. It's
God's waiting room to get across the road to the spa.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, that was two in 20 minutes. That was twice in 20 minutes people almost got killed because of people not watching. So you can understand, but that's when my road rage gets to hell and gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, lucky I was walking across Fishwick Main Road, and I always take my time. So. Yeah, that wasn't the greatest. But yeah, I still think the tyre story is if they could bring down the prices of tyres to help people, especially as we get a little bit older and we don't have the money.
That's right.
The school transport costs. The school transport costs it a lot. And if they could get help out with that. I mean, that to me would be a lot better than pulling a guy over and getting a fine for lights not working. Rather, if a guy has good rubber on the road, and he's been given an incentive to keep his car healthy, he will keep his car healthy. That's what I believe.
Yes.
And if you're trusting someone to take your kids back and forth to school, go and have a look at the tyres. It's your prerogative. Yeah. You're paying for it. You know, you don't know what tyres they use.
No.
Like I said, there is a lot of cheap stuff out
and there. And the stop-go, doesn't it affect your tyres as well? I mean, drive, stop.
Oh, yeah, no, they'll fix your brakes.
Brakes and tyres.
I mean, not only that, as you're putting the load onto the front, it's forcing the rubber's got to stop your car.
Yes.
The brakes will assist, But the rubber's got to... Yes. So whatever force you're putting on your brakes, you're putting on your tires.
On your tire. Yeah, so that goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand. It's even when you pull off as well. If you pull off too fast, you've got to try and do a little bit of burning.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Just make the rubber squeal. Yeah, that's not going to last either. But we can find out a lot of stuff I don't know about tires.
We've got a fair amount of questions.
I would, like I say, I just still think people should, they should look at that for transport companies and school scholar transport, just to bring the cost of tires down to assist. Because, like I say, at the end of the day, it's your kid that's involved. It's not my kid. It's your kids that are involved. Because sometimes people have to leave for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you trust in people to take your vehicle. And then they overload the vehicle, and you see that that's just when a lot of them are killed during the weekends, because they've overloaded the trailer with the bucky with 15 people in the back, and the tires burst because they've put cheap tires on or secondhand tires. And which I've seen before is the people, when they do the tires, they test the tires, they send in for testings, and they've got to write them off. So what they do is they cut a slit in the side on the sidewall, so, and then they throw them away. People take them and they repair it.
And then they sell it as retreads.
Well, no, they just sell it as a secondhand tire. Really? And they cover it up extremely well. So just be careful on that. And that's on the sidewall. They'll put the – I mean, so they'll always show you the one side. They'll never show you the other side.
So that's a good tip, James.
So just be careful on that. It might look like a good tire.
Yes.
But it's been sliced for a reason, because they've got to slice it because they claim it back from the VAT and whatever.
They slice it and it's repaired well.
And you don't see it, and they put that patch on the inside.
And they charge you a good
price. You good money for it. Because meantime, they've got nothing for it, or they've just been given it from... But this is what people do. That's how they make money. So be careful on that. And when you overload, of course, you're going down the road. The road is outside. Your car is 30 degrees, but meantime, the road's 40.
Yes.
And that's when it just says pop, and you don't know what to do, and you lose control of the car. People are killed.
Yeah.
And then they look at the car, and they just see where it popped. And then they find out it's been repaired. But they can't blame anybody but yourselves for putting those tires on your car. So they're not going to go back to the guys, will just run away and then change it.
Well, you can't go back to, I mean, there's no guarantee.
No, they'll tell you, you take it as it is. So be careful. I have seen it before. Yeah. Very bad, devious people.
Very.
So be checked.
I mean, if you look at our traffic here, Komiki Road's become I must be honest, my own family. They spend hours just to get the children, my grandchildren, to school, and not getting off to work and then getting back. But it's not just here. Look at Table View. Table View is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
It's all over. So it's all over.
Traffic has just, I don't know, all the vehicles on the car. There's a lot more vehicles on the road.
So as our kids going up, we've got a lot more money than we used to have, so we can afford an extra two or three cars, and we have to, because the transport system is demolished.
And it's not a luxury anymore.
No, it's a necessity.
Yes, definitely.
To get to work, so things like that. But yeah, must see Pele, the guys let everybody in, and the taxis force themselves in. And then once you pass Massey, it's fun.
Yes.
But it
doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
But it snowballs. People don't realize how much it snowballs.
Yeah.
So if you let one car in, you got to stop it. It snowballs to the back. So it's not just one car, it becomes four or five cars.
This one starts from Komiki. I've heard people from Table View complaining. I mean,
it's a nightmare. They've just got two roads. Yeah.
And they've got My City Bus, which helps, but a lot of people don't use them. And so they've also sitting with nightmares.
My City would be great. But like I say, that's just the way it is.
Well, time has run out for us, James.
Yeah, again.
And thank you, James, for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
You want to share and give out your number, please, James?
081-070-4919.
And we will see you in 2 weeks' time. Bye, James. Cheers. Have a liquor day and be safe out there.
You too.